Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
You know, there are more than 8 billion people that inhabit the Earth. Mm-hmm. And today is a reminder of the need for us to take care of our home. It is Earth Day today.
It's Earth Day today. And I remember celebrating it growing up as a child.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why it's April 22nd. But I do know that it's been around for a long time. I think it's since the 70s.
Yes, yeah. You are right. Would you like to take over the hot seat for breakfast bites today? How good is your U.S. politics knowledge?
Oh.
It was created by a Democratic senator from Wisconsin. Do you know his name?
I do not. I tap out.
His name is Gaylord Nelson, and he was growing increasingly concerned over the state of the U.S. environment in the 1960s. Now, there was a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara in California in January of 1969, and Mr. Nelson had the idea to launch a nationwide environmentally focused teach-in on college campuses. And he wanted to draw inspiration from the anti-war movements against the Vietnam War occurring on campuses around the country. So he recruited a gentleman by the name of Dennis Hayes, a young activist, to help bring the idea to the public. To answer your second question of why April the 22nd, well, it was chosen as the date for Earth Day because it fell between spring break and final exams, and organizers wanted to maximize student involvement.
That's why as a student, yes, I was so involved. That's right.
Now, how many people participated in the first ever Earth Day?
Participated meaning like they marked it, I don't know, a million?
Millions is correct, but not one. 20 million Americans, about 10% of the country's population at the time, took part in events and demonstrations on the very first Earth Day. But its impact spans larger than just one country. Now, the movement went global in 1990. And since then, Earth Day has evolved into the largest civic event on Earth, activating billions across 192 countries to safeguard our planet.
Okay.
It's also been a catalyst for actions, including the creation of international climate agreements and environmental agencies. So the first Earth Day pushed environmental concerns onto the national agenda. That same year, Congress authorized the creation of what is now known as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Some countries, this is where a bit of controversy lies, or not quite, but maybe in the way that we recognize this day. The General Assembly of the United Kingdom designated April 22nd, i.e. today, as International Mother Earth Day through a resolution in 2009. But the U.S. is one of the few countries that has not adopted the new name.
So they just call it Earth Day still then?
They still call it Earth Day, which is fair because they can lay claim to being the pioneers, mm-hmm, of the day itself. Every year has a new theme. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics, which calls to advocate for widespread awareness on the health risk of plastics, the rapid phasing out of all single-use plastics, and a push for a strong UN treaty on plastic pollution, as well as a demand to end fast fashion. Everyday people are advised to reduce plastic production by 60% by 2040, and governments and NGOs this week are also gathering in Ottawa in Canada to continue negotiating the terms of the UN Global Plastic Treaty. So from the 23rd to the 29th, Canada will welcome the world to Ottawa for the fourth session of what is known as the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee to advance the development of a global agreement on plastic pollution by the end of 2024.
Yeah, this is important. It actually astounds me how much plastic all of us use. I've been trying really hard to not use the single-use plastics and to bring the containers, you know, if I wanted to go and buy food out and bring it home. But it's appalling how much plastic we use.
Absolutely appalling. Just to add some context to that, according to the U.S. Department of State, 8 million metric tons of plastic go into the world's oceans every single year.
Wow.
And given that plastics, well, most of them aren't biodegradable, they're likely to linger in the environment for centuries to come.
Centuries. Well, I actually remember hearing this really great quote. I can't remember who said it to me, but it was something like, you don't live on Earth, you are just passing through.
Yes.
And I really love that quote because, you know, we all have a duty to take care of the earth.
Absolutely.
For future generations.
Absolutely, for posterity. Now, this year marks a unique year for Earth Day because organizers are trying to have the biggest Earth Day cleanup event in history. EarthDay.org is working with Malaysian organizations to host the largest cleanup in Earth Day history. Penang Island, the country's main island, has been impacted by plastic pollution due to tourism. At least 100,000 volunteers will be cleaning up the beaches and forests in the country, according to organizers. And they will also plant more than 1 million trees.
That's great, 100,000 people.
I guess it's a call to action for us to do more, especially me, for me to do more. I know I can do a lot more when it comes to saving the world from more plastic pollution.
Yeah. Remember, Ahmad, we celebrated Earth Hour here and we turned off all the lights for the interview.
Yes.
Since it's Earth Day, should we just have everything in the dark the entire show today?
We can consider it.
Let's think about it.
In a few moments.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.